Chassie from Synergent sitting with me here at the 2017 Synergent Technology Workshop. You're all sitting in there soaking it in. Give a quick synopsis of what we've heard so far.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of change coming that credit unions are continually pressured to adapt to, and I think it's more important now than ever to have good partners, because you really got to be beefed up staff-wise, IT-wise, to carry the load on your own. Right. And I think that's where vendors like Synergent come into play to help manage partnerships to bring all the technology you need to the table.
Exactly.
You know, whether it's member expectations to do their banking on their watch. We heard a lot today about Alexa integration.
Right.
You know, I feel bad for anybody who's called their daughter Alexa. She's got a rough road ahead, but and compliance, man, there's just a lot going on in the world of compliance, from how credit unions need to calculate their allowance for loan loss in the future, to changes with OFAC, a full plate for credit unions, and
yeah,
a lot to manage.
Even CECL, I just talked with Brad about CECL from ProfitStars. My gosh, yeah, it's not a full plate. It's a buffet, it sounds like.
It sure is. It's an all-you-can-eat buffet. I mean, and when do you stop eating, right?
Exactly.
Because there's always a challenge or opportunity to tackle.
Mm-hmm.
So, while it's a lot and it may seem overwhelming, it really is exciting.
Totally agree with you.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff coming. And we just had a great presentation from Symitar on their roadmap.
Mm-hmm.
And it is just really exciting to see things continue to evolve and even at a more rapid pace,
yeah.
Than we've seen before. So just bracing ourselves, excited, and waiting to see what the future brings.
Speaking of the future, what's on your plate? What priorities do you have to handle that you're hearing from credit unions that they need right away? Obviously, like cybersecurity is a big concern. You mentioned is compliance. Oh my gosh! I mean, like you said, it runs the gamut. So what's priority that you're hearing from credit unions right now?
Priorities are really all over the place. I don't know that I could point to any one specific thing. There's certainly things that come down from a compliance standpoint that we meet. There's credit unions looking to launch new products and services, maybe a rewards checking or a card rewards-based program. Mobile lending continues to be hot. Anything mobile continues to be on fire.
Oh, yeah.
Just the more and more and more we can do to push functionality out to phones, the better. UI updates, to whether it's a small application in the core, home banking overhaul, a change to a mobile app. It's a lot of fun, and credit unions can really look at these times as kind of really customizing their environment to their identity,
mm-hmm.
which I think is really exciting. And I guess I should do one more plug for data mining too.
Sure. Oh yeah, yeah.
I absolutely love the idea of transactional data mining, and a few folks talked on that today, and I've spoken a lot on it at various conferences and shows,
mm-hmm.
but credit unions are just sitting on a gold mine. There's so many opportunities where, and I'm one of those members, I'm the guy that goes on a Saturday to buy a new car, when I buy a new car, not
mm-hmm.
that I'm doing that often, but I take the easy way out, I get the indirect loan, because it's a hassle to
right.
leave, to go apply, to get the check,
mm-hmm.
to come back.
Mm-hmm.
You're making 2-3 trips
right.
where you can just get it right then and there.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the first thing most people do when they get a loan? They apply for an automatic payment, right, through
right.
their account.
Right.
Credit unions sit on that data. And all you got to do is get the right person to dive in there, see the funds going out of the credit union, send them a nice little offer, follow up on it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just a tremendous opportunity. I think there was a credit union that generated $8 million.
Was it Merrimack?
Merrimack, yeah. Generated $8 million and I think 500 loans in one campaign with a spend of about $8,000. And that's, I don't think there's a credit union out there who wouldn't spend $8,000 to get $8 million in loans.
That's a pretty good ROI.
Yeah, I would say so.
Not too shabby.
So a couple loan payments and you've collected that investment back. So, just really excited we're able to help credit unions with that. And there is tremendous potential with data when you look into the future. I mean, ACH and car loan recapture, that's just tip of the iceberg.
Mm-hmm.
There's a well of untapped potential.
Yeah, you said it really well, because you're just really scratching the surface when it comes to data, because we're still, I think data is still in its infancy as far as analyzing it, mining it, and then really using it to just drill down and serve the members in a really specific sense. So it sounds like this is where we are headed, because everyone's talking about it.
Yeah, it's a buzz. It's certainly a buzz, but I think a lot of people are saying, all right, we have it. What do we do with it? And, we've done, probably close to 1,000 different campaigns at Synergen really? Over the last 5 to 6 years, helping credit unions meet their business initiatives. And anytime you sit with a credit union, you consult with them and you learn what they're trying to do, mm-hmm. it just flips the light bulb on that, hey, okay, yeah, we can do this.
I have a question for you, because this kind of popped into my brain. Watch out. Why now with data? Haven't we always had data? I mean, and why did this happen now? Is it just the technological capabilities that we can get to it? Or why the last couple of years has data just really percolated to the surface?
Wow, that's a loaded question and a good question. certainly openness to core systems helps. I think that data kind of sat in a protected layer of some of the ancillary older core systems. Mm-hmm. So now that you're seeing a lot of move in the industry, it's a lot easier to get at that data, right. Extract it out, okay. And then play around with it and see what's there. So there's certainly that. There's probably additional pressure and squeezes and competition, between larger lenders, credit unions, smaller lenders. Everybody's angling for loans.
Right. They're kind of forced to do it now?
Yeah. And this is a low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, it's a good thing, definitely. Don't get me wrong. It's a great thing.
It is, and it's only going to continue to grow, mm-hmm. And as more ideas come in, predictive analytics is a buzz term you hear a lot, and that's really what you're doing with the data. What are people doing at credit unions that have car loans? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, who fits that profile? Mm-hmm. Odds are they've got a car loan somewhere else, or mm-hmm. a mortgage, or a credit card, or whatever the initiative is.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, Nick, such exciting stuff. Anything else? I know you got to get back in there, but anything else to wrap up here? I mean, we could talk data all day long, I'm sure.
I think we really could hammer through that topic an entire day, but no, it's just really excited to continue to see new technology evolve, see what we're working on and building at Synergen, as well as all of our key vendor partners. Mm-hmm. It's a fast-paced world, and it's a lot of fun, mm-hmm. and we're strapped in for the ride.
Right on. Good to be in the middle of the mix there.
Yeah.
Great job, Nick. Always appreciate the time.
Thanks.
Keep up the good work.
All right.